That's Jennifer Hudson belting out the national anthem just before the kickoff of Super Bowl 43 tonight in Tampa. Across the country and around the world, millions of fans are huddled around televisions right now, popping a cold one while they watch the big game. That includes U.S. troops in Iraq. Normally, soldiers aren't allowed to drink on base, but this year, the rules have been relaxed for a few hours of football bliss. NPR's Jonathan Blakely serves up this story from Baghdad.
The dining hall at Phoenix Base in Baghdad's Green Zone has been transformed into a neighborhood watering hole. Flat-screen TVs, food and munchies, a few PlayStations, and beer. Sergeant Marlene Singletary is the dining hall manager.
I know there's Heineken. I can't remember the whole list, but I remember Heineken.
The beer is for all military personnel who want it, as long as it's no more than 2 12-ounce cans per person. The U.S. commander in Iraq, General Ray Odierno, waived General Order No. 1, which bans alcohol consumption, just for this Super Bowl. Marine Sergeant Major Dan Terwilliger was born in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, and he's an ironclad Steelers fan. He has a terrible towel from the 1970s, and he's bringing it here to cheer his team on.
Well, I won't be drinking any beer because 2 beers wouldn't be enough for me.
Cardinals fan John Greco, an Air Force Lieutenant Colonel from St. Louis, likes any team Kurt Warner is quarterbacking. He says he'll have a nip or two tonight.
You know, the fact that they relaxed General Order 1 and let us have a couple of beers, I mean, that's a nice bonus. It's a nice gesture from the leadership.
He might want to sip that beer to make it last a while. When the final whistle sounds, it'll be about dawn in Baghdad. Monday. Jonathan Blakely, NPR News, Baghdad.